Tell me about the race, Peter.
Well, first of all, the conditions were pretty brutal. Just between the cold and the wind, it was a pretty tough race. It started off with a really big pack. There must have been a good 30 to 40 skaters in the pack, and just each lap, just a couple more would drop off. The boys from Katamotis kept controlling the front, and a few guys from a few skaters from Montreal just kept the pace up a little bit. And eventually, I guess with about two laps to go, Sergio Almirella from Team Il Peloton and I started attacking back and forth. And that forced the Katamotis skaters to chase. And I attacked just kind of at the right time into the headwind right before a small little climb, and just managed to get away and take the victory that way.
Would you go tell me a little more about that? So probably before the or during the eighth lap, right? You and Sergio were doing what?
Well, basically, there was probably 10 to 12 skaters left in the pack at the time, I figure. Mm-hmm. And I attacked pretty hard. And the Katamotis boys and Will Bowen as well chased that down, at which point Sergio countered that attack, which put them on the defensive. I was very conscious that Sergio was countering, and so I took advantage of countering his attacks. And the only other people to chase really were Will Bowen and Chris and James Springer. I mean, they're really strong skaters, but you know, there's only so much you can do in a situation like that. I mean, they were forced to chase or let one of us go.
Okay, tell me how you did that that counterattack. So Sergio had just taken a break, right?
Yeah, so what happened was Sergio just went fairly hard.
Yeah.
And rather than trying to follow him, I just kept a kind of an easier pace.
Yeah.
So they were forced to chase into the wind. So I let a small gap open up. I accelerated really hard, and I kind of flew by them. Will Bowen realized exactly what was going on because I was passing right in the corner into the headwind and starting to climb a small hill, which makes their acceleration a little bit harder, especially when I have when I have more speed. And Will Bowen skated that corner really well, but he managed to get my draft, but I think I was laying a little bit of too hard of a pace for him, so he dropped off after a couple of minutes of following me.
And then what happened, Peter?
Well, and then at that point, I just kind of put my head down and just try to keep the technique together. And I knew I had about a lap and a half of of not a lot of fun, of a lot of pain. And, you know, just try to double push and glide a lot and keep the high high leg speed into the headwind, as my wise coach told me to do. And just managed to squeak away with a victory.
Now you didn't really have to sprint. I understand you were far enough ahead that you just rolled across the finish line alone.
Yep, that's right. And again, the gap was big enough and the wind was enough of a factor, that, you know, it was really hard for anybody to, especially when they only had two or three skaters to chase that down. So I figure I finished maybe 20 seconds ahead. And again, I beat the guys from Katamotis, but in all respects, they're very, very strong skaters. And I think in any other situation, they could have easily have won.
When was your last victory in a marathon, Peter?
That's a great question.
Let me ask you something else.
I got it. It was last year at the Canada Day Marathon, I think,
okay.
Which was in Cambridge, Ontario. I think I skated that one in about an hour and 8 minutes.
Now, if I understand this correctly, your girlfriend won the women's race today.
Yes, she did. So Morgan Ishardour, my girlfriend, she won the girls' race. She managed to stay in the pack for the better part of the race. But with right about when my tag happened is when she dropped off. She wasn't quite in the best place. The skater she was following, Morgan Williams, who is a very strong master skater and actually just strong overall, had somehow a piece of wood lodged into his bearing. So his wheel seized and he dropped out. And when he dropped out, she was behind him. So she didn't manage to finish with the whole pack. She's quite pleased to have cross the line first. Especially there's her teammate, her clubmate Sarah Hopkins, finished second, and they're good friends as well.
Apparently, you've already spoken with Morgane.
Pardon me?
Apparently, you've already spoken with Morgane.
Yep, absolutely. Actually, she's right beside me.
You must be a pretty happy couple right now.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it feels great, you know, because we train together and we work really hard together. So, you know, it kind of validates all the work and all the hours and all the sacrifices that you put in together. And, you know, you both kind of come out on top. But, of course, you have to keep teams in perspective because, you know, the girls that Morgane beat are very strong. And it could have easily, well, I'm not going to say easily, but it could have been their day at the top of the podium. So, you know, you appreciate the victory. But you keep things in perspective and you keep working and training and, keep your sights set on big goals.
Well, once again, congratulations, Peter, and congratulations to Morgane as well.
Well, thank you very much, Robert. Really appreciate it.